always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What it do? It's your boy Don Christian.
And Miss Cole.
And Miss Cole, that's right. I'm the warrior, and I came up with something. You know what I'm saying? You can say, before you come in, you say,
what'd you come up with?
Redman's finest.
You're funny.
What'd you think about that, though?
Seems that I'm not from Redman, I don't think that's appropriate.
You're not feeling that, though?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Even though Redman is a beautiful city.
No, yeah. Okay. No, I was just trying to see
if
that might
work.
Actually work. It ain't gonna work, but it's all good. What kind of weekend did we have? It was mad busy.
Extremely busy.
We had what did we have on Friday?
So busy that I'm tired.
You tired?
Yes.
Man, I'm good. I slept in though. So
well,
we got Stand Against Cancer. We did that event, man, and actually we helped raise some finances for one of our friends, man, to get rid of the cancer and some of the treatment that he had to go through. That was at the corridor. It was packed. I think that's the most packed I ever seen it.
It was good.
So yeah, man, it was a good turnout. I actually talked about cancer in the body, and then how we still may not have cancer outside, but in our spirit, sometimes we have cancer, and it's keeping us from getting to the things that God has for us, man. And Miss Cole said it was a good word, and you
good
know
word.
She's good. A tough critic on me. You know what I'm saying? Like she'll be like, "Yo, that was horrible."
No, I don't say that.
No, that's what's up. What
but
else we have? What did we do yesterday night?
IHOP.
We did IHOP. After what?
We had the IT
Now, you was going in at IHOP, too.
Anyways, we won't even talk about that. But we have the ITM Awards.
ITM Awards 2011.
Yes.
It was a great turnout.
It was.
You know what I'm saying? It was a solid turnout. During their transition, Heather had a whole bunch that she had to take care of while she was there, man. So it was a nice turnout, man. Do you know who won some awards, Miss Cole? Any
you
awards?
You know what? I don't really know all that.
You was
all the people.
You was doing the door.
I was not doing the door. I was babysitting.
Oh, you was watching my kids.
I was watching your kids.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Praise God.
Yes, yeah. I was running.
Yeah, you guys almost got in trouble for losing my son, though. You know,
we didn't lose your son. We didn't lose your son.
Well, check it out, man. We got somebody there last night going in. The homie Pac-Man. I got his EP and it's slamming. Let's check it out on Yada the King Radio. Keep going. Let's go.
I crave it like my favorite food. You would think my name was Lou. He came with one of Raiden's moves. Now we move like Raiders do. Even made Wes Craven's playlist too. Yeah, he changed my life. On that cross he paid my price. I was lost, that's not my fight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I am saved, he came and got me. My behavior wasn't godly. Now I'm bathing daily in the labor of the Savior. On me, gotta take this not in vain. He shows us how to start walking straight, then molds us, sort of like powder's clay. In control of even the hottest flames. Who you know go to hell for you, may help from who? Put your hands up, this is an anthem telling you that sin is like danger. This is your answer, cells in blue. Yeah, we focused here, we can go in prayer, cause he ripped the veil like them yellow shirts Hulk Hogan wears. Yeah.
Going, gotta keep going. ain't the light, I'm a reflection. I ain't the Christ, I'm a reflection. Yeah, bro, what up, Doc Watt? Just a reflection. Reflecting Christ, man, just a reflection. Yeah. Presenting my body as a sacrifice while renewing my mind. Pursuing truth with my noodle is what I do with my time. I'm fruitful, removing pride, and leave what's foolish behind. You know what I'm marching forward and pressing toward the prize. Cause the adversary want me to stagger with the shield of faith escaping his daggers. You know that when he attack us, his motive is to distract us. Like pro, I murder my swagger. No time to be moving backwards. Yeah, led by the spirit that for my eyes on the front. He's my air without him, I die like I'm stuck inside of a trunk. And if I walk in the flesh, probably won't deny what it won't. I be proper trying to stunt, backsliding fire in the blood. And that ain't good for my witness before the eyes of the haters who criticize the believer's faith and deny the creator. I desire to be labeled with showing godly behavior, cause I'm a sitting city, bright as Vegas. Therefore I let my light shine and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus do see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus some would get to see. Yeah. Approaching dudes like I'm the only Christian they would get to me. Yeah. Look just like the hustlers, but cracking some you get from me. I offer them salvation and this is something you get for free. Passing compassion, not judging them, that ain't fit for me. I know some will stick up their noses, but yo, they sick to me.
My righteousness is here.
Without the Savior, I'm incomplete. Saved by grace, a sinner, Jehovah PD's like Mr. T. There's a standard, can't be jocking no dames. You insane if you think my fingers gon' be cocking them things. I ain't forgot why I came, the hood and block why I changed. But I can't be gangster no more cause folks is watching me, man. I'm a steward of Jesus' image. I don't wanna fumble his legacy and be the reason his reputation crumbles. So I crucify the flesh and make sure I'm being humble, because I don't want nobody to stumble. And so I let my light shine and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice.
Flesh, yeah.
I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I ain't saying that I fear a man that's trying to gain acceptance. I'm saying when I go near a man, I pray my life impress him. As I follow Jesus, it's only right I reflect him. Don't wanna be the reason that other people reject him. So I'm in them scriptures, man. And not because it's cool for Christians to do, but because without it, I'm a fool. If I'm a rep for God and witness to some dudes, I gotta study his truths and show the Lord I'm approved. People can peep a fake when you try to take him to news. They can hate what you say, but they can't deny what you do. Once you tell them you Christian, they stick the target on you and take interest in how you live and consider your every move. But I choose to take advantage of that moment in time to shine my light before they blinded eyes and show on my God. And ask them jokers if they know where they gon' go when they die. And so what if they start to roll in their eyes? Cause I'ma let my light shine
and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got with some pilgrims.
Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. C-Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight, time to shift, shift, shift.
shift to another level.
And God is active.
Tools up, shoes up, walking how he say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystals Method.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Hit the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dream on. Dream on, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly.
Online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETT music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson.
Available now.
Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club.
This is Samantha Cardwell, and you're listening to my station, YadaTheKing.com.
Yeah, that was the homie Brother Tone. Song was called Reflection. And we are here with the homie Million Man. And Million, the way we like to get it started, we always like to have you share your testimony, man. Can you just share a little bit about where God has brought you from and just the different things he's done in your life?
Yeah, man, definitely. My testimony isn't like, it's not like real deep. Like, you know, I got shot 9 times and, you know, the Lord raised me from the dead and, you know, my whole family died and I came to Christ. So, I ain't have no deep testimony like that. But, man, really, I was always brought up around the church. My mom kind of made sure that I went to church, and I went to this camp called Camp Maranatha. It's in Isla, Georgia.
Yeah.
And man, I just heard the word there, man. And, you know, I'd always knew about Jesus, and of course, when I was like crazy young, I went up to the altar. You know, everybody was going up, said the prayer, or whatever. But when I went to this camp or whatever, they broke it down so simple about the love of God and what God did for us when he sent his son, and how he gave us an opportunity to choose life or death. And man, that day I went up and accepted Christ, and kind of took it a lot more seriously when I did that. Now what my problem was is because I was up in church, and you know, I didn't never really had a wild out moment, but my issue was really looking for love and in places that I wasn't supposed to be looking in it for.
Right.
You know, my father passed at a very young age. The year before that, my grandfather passed. The year after my father, my grandmother passed. So it was a lot of death in my family at a really early age. And so I looked for love and relationships and girls and then stuff that I wasn't supposed to be looking for. And, you know, God just kind of worked on me on that thing, man. And as he continued to work on that, one day I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to try this faith thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to see this faith thing that everybody's talking about. I'm going to see how it works. And I believe God for something. I believe God for this bike. And I always thought it was a trick, so I didn't tell nobody about the bike. But I began to pray, and I began to, you know, just do the scriptures that I knew and pray, lay my hands on the bike or whatever. And over time, it took a minute, but about 6 months down the road, the exact same bike that I believed God for, one day I came home, and it was in my room. Like, it was in my room.
Wow.
You know, and so that kind of blew my mind. On top of that, you know, when I was in school or whatever, I prayed for this girl who I was dating at the time. She had been diagnosed with HIV. And I just believed God wholeheartedly, man. And I went in and prayed for her. We began to pray daily. She was healed from HIV. She completely healed, like, disappeared, like, out of her body at all. Then in my youth ministry, we had a dude who had cancer in 7 places in his body. And we prayed and believed God for him, and he was healed. And so all those things happened to me at a very young age. And I just began to just get sold out for God and just believe wholeheartedly that there's nothing that God can do. And my testimony is I went from just being a regular average nobody Christian to somebody that's on fire for God simply by applying the things that God said to do. It's nothing that nobody can tell me that God can't do.
Right.
It's nothing that they can tell me. I've seen it. I've seen too much at a young age, and I'm completely sold out. I stopped looking for love once I got a revelation of the love that God has and how it's unconditional, and there's nothing that we can do to stop that love. And I got a revelation of that, and a revelation of that faith in action, and I just begin to stand on that word, man, and I'm here today. 2011, 25 years old, sold out for God, traveling across the world, telling people about the awesome things that he's done in my life and how he can apply the word, and he can do the same thing in your life.
Man, dope, man. So what would you say is something that in your walk right now that you would say God is continue to grow you up in and just sharpen you up in?
That he's continuing to sharpen me up in and grow in, I would have to say, would be integrity. It would have to be integrity and character. I live by these four principles, and it's their character, obedience, righteousness, and excellence. Those are the four things that I live by. And right now, between character and excellence, which is integrity, those are the things that I'm currently trying to be. I am being developed in. And it's a process to everyday seeing. And God's grace is so freaking awesome and freaking amazing that every day is brand new, and he covers us and gives us opportunities to come back and try it again. And I am grateful for that. But that's what I'm being grown in. I'm being groomed and pruned and planted and nurtured in right now, because I believe that it's lacking in the body of Christ, lacking in this gospel music game. These things are failing. You are failing in these areas. And I my thing is, the Bible says we're supposed to be an example to the believers and the unbelievers. And right. I try to make sure that in everything that I do, that I try to be as much of an accurate example as I possibly can. But it takes me learning these things right now before I get to where some of my predecessors are, so that I can get there and I know what to do when I get there. Pastor Vonnie Bowder, she said it best. She said, God is making sure that you're fully manufactured, so when you're duplicated and you're put out there, that there won't be a recall.
Come on, that's good right there, man. So we're going to go to this song, Lord, I Worship You. And like you said in the beginning, it's okay to rock now. What you trying to do with this track, man?
Man, I'm just trying to get the people a little bit of everything, man. I really am diverse when it comes to this music and it comes to the craft. Jesus wasn't in a box, so I ain't in a box. This song, Lord, I Worship You, is basically pretty much what it says. It's me explaining how much I have to worship and how much I love God in the midst of the situations and the things that people said and the stuff that has happened. And the reason that I did the rock track is because I think the rock track really exemplifies the bigness of how much I really am in love with God and how much I want to let him know that, you know, I worship him and at every opportunity, at every situation. And that's why I did the rock track, because it exemplifies that bigness, because like I want to scream it like everywhere I could possibly go.
Yeah.
I think the track exemplifies that, and I'm letting people know, you know what, when it comes to me, it's okay to rock, because I do it all. I rock, I hip-hop, I R&B, I whatever it is, I do it all, and it's okay to do it. Cause God
wasn't no problem. Yeah, that's what's up, man. So let's hop into that on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in.
Worship him in spirit and in truth. When I didn't have a way, I never lift my hands up and worship. Worship. Yeah.
for something that would keep me happy for an hour too.
And every now and then I find something.
But you have given me eternal joy, and my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting
joy. You've given me joy. You've given me joy. Reminding me that you have given me eternal joy, and my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting
joy. You've given me joy. You've given me joy. You've given me joy. All joy. You've given me joy. Yes, you've given me joy. You've given me
love.
You've given me real joy.
When everything in my life told me to stop believing, what good is joy if I gotta be on top to reach it? They told me I could find the answer in me, but I came up in deep when I tried to see in a look. That's when you came and gave the upper hand. Introduced me to a joy I couldn't understand. I became another man, contrary to the ways of my peers. Cause it's clear you had other plans. The beauty of life teaching us such a lesson. Like, can we overlook our trials as much as our blessings? You bring a joy that will never cease. A better love that will never be.
I know you'll never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal joy. And my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting joy.
Joy. You have given me joy.
And you have given me joy.
That was Leah Smith, Joy. I love that song. So, man, every month or so, I got to put that in. You know what I'm saying? A couple times. So, Leah Smith, Joy. I can't wait till she come out with a new album, neither. You know what I'm saying? But we got Million, man. We're going to talk the music business with you. Man, you came out with the album recently, and you talking about you're going to re-release it. But tell us a little bit about the project that's at hand right now, man.
At hand right now is, from the ground up, it's a mixtape that I'm working on, man. It's been a lot going on in my life, as far as music business-wise, ministry-wise. Just my life as a whole, and one thing I try to be as an artist is I try to be transparent. Anybody who's paying attention right now, who's listening, whether they're listening, you know, on the internet or whatever, or they listen to you from another form, I'm the same way. I'm the same dude. Like, the dude that's talking to you right now, the same dude that when you meet me, I'm the same way. So I try to be real transparent in my opinion, because we have the ability to freely speak our opinions in this great country. So I'm very transparent about that, my beliefs, my stance, my likes, and my dislikes. And this is basically just telling you the story from the ground up. Back when I was K-busy, going, you know, just trying to ride my bicycle and you know, taking the Metro Transit to gigs to now where you know I might get called and you know they might fly me somewhere, and you know you get to a hotel and they got a basket there for you and a check for you, and you know they just treat you like you're Hollywood. But people, you know, I want to tell the story though, and I want to tell the story from the beginning to now, and even to the point to where I want to be, because I'm not there yet. I tell people all the time, people are like, oh man, you there, man, we want to just learn from you. I'm like, I'm not there yet, and it's a process, and I want everybody to be a part of that process. I don't want to be that guy. Like, I feel like if some people who are those guys, nobody knows how you blew up, you just blew up. And, you know, everybody likes you. But I want people to see the practice. I want them to see the grind. I want them to see the dedication. I want them to see the commitment. I want them to see the good times, the bad times. I want them to see the good things that go on and also the not so good things that go on. I want them to see the times when ministry goes the way that it's supposed to go, and the way that it's supposed to go, and then the time when it doesn't. So from the ground up, it really talks about those things. And I give you some bangers, but I'm really, it's a lot of bangers on it actually, but I'm really talking to the people. And I want the people to develop a relationship with me. One thing I feel about artists is a necessity that they're lacking is nobody's being really transparent. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming out about their issues, but nobody's really being transparent. Like, yeah, you had an issue and, you know, God redeemed you. But let's talk about the struggle and the fight that before the issue occurred, or the struggle and fight that's going on now, right. Or what are you trying to overcome now, or what are the things that you had to go through, or what are the things that you are going through, and nobody's really being transparent. One thing I know about these artists out there, Weezy, Jay, even on down to Bieber, Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, their core group really believe that they know, that they have a relationship with the artist.
Yeah.
And that is why they buy the records. That is why they are so committed to paraphernalia, and they're so committed to paying $300 for some tickets and driving 8 hours. It's because they have a relationship with, they feel like they have that relationship. And with this mixtape, I want to give people the relationship so that they see the beginning to now and realize how every situation ain't peachy, but it still all points back to Jesus. It all points back to God. It all points back to my faith wall, my determination, my dedication, my thing that says no matter what, I can't fail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I want people to be a part of that. And I want people, even hopefully that I encourage somebody to take on that mindset, the make it happen mindset. Under no circumstances will I stop, will I fail, or will I settle for second place.
Yeah, no, that's good, man. Now, as I listen to your project, you got a lot of diversity, man. You're a diverse artist. Right. And you know, you don't see that a lot in our genres. I mean, you kind of are crossing several different genres. Tell us why you do that, man.
Well, I believe that, you know, Jesus wasn't in a box, so I ain't in a box.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jesus wasn't just one place. He kind of ministered to everybody, rich folk, poor folk, everybody of all kind of genres. And I asked the Lord, you know, that I wanted to be like that. So I make music for everybody. I make music for the Christian contemporary music lovers, the worship lovers, the praise and worship lovers, the hip-hop heads, the lyricists. You know, it's a little something for everybody. My favorite joint is a song called Hey You that I have, and it's my favorite song in ministry. So if you ever see me somewhere, you'd be like, well, what song I know you're going to want to do? Hey You is definitely the song. And it's written by my ace, Mouthpiece DeMario Houston. And it just talks about, you know, what is your life about if it's not for Jesus? You know what I'm saying? What does it amount to? It says, what are you doing? What, hey, you, what are you living for?
Yeah.
Is it really worth dying for? And, you know, if it really your Jonas Brother, people ask me, if they said, give me some people to compare you with, which I don't like being compared, but that's how the world does it. It's like, who could I compare you with? I said, imagine Jonas Brothers and Jay-Z. Mesh them all together and you got it.
Yeah. Jay-Z and Jonas Brothers. Wow. Go ahead, Ms. Cole.
It's very diverse, but it's real because I like to party, but I'm real serious about my craft, and I can break it down, you know, lyrically, but I can still dumb it down enough for everybody. I literally have people from ages 7. I just, on my YouTube, y'all check me out. I got a elementary school, a secular. It's not even like a Christian. It's a regular elementary school from kindergarten to fifth grade, and they are going bananas for Hey You. At the same time, I got a song called Greater, and there's this lady every Friday at the SeaWorld, 76 years old, and she be jamming harder than some of the people that's in there. And she knows the hook, and she knows the words. So, you know, God has given me the ability to be able to minister to anybody that I come in contact with, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity, because that's the only way that I can reach an uncountable number of people.
Yeah.
Is by being able to reach them. Nobody wants it to go over their head. Nobody wants to just sit there and just be bored and not be a part of what's going on. They want to be a part of it. And so I try to do that for everybody. And the Lord has just given me this ability and this diversity to do it. Y'all pay attention. I'm extending myself even further.
Wow.
Into the praise and worship circuit. I'm trying to do some Israel stuff. I'm trying to do some some Kim Walker and Jesus culture stuff. I'm doing a lot, man. I just don't think that there's anything that I can't do. I right. really don't. And call me conceited, call me whatever you want to. Just don't call me broke. But I believe that because of the favor of God and because of what God is able to do, that there's nothing, no genre of music that I can't do and be effective and get somebody the message of Jesus Christ.
That's good. Now, what are or who are some of your influences, musically wise, and maybe just the people that have been in your life that have been, you know, just motivating you, that's kind of made you into the man that you are today?
Influences. Definitely my godparents, Alyssa and Renato Worrell, my pastor, Pastor Creflo Dollar, Pastor Taffy Dollar, definitely influences. Musically wise, my big brother Kenton Jones, Mouthpiece, of course, and in the secular realm, Christians, get your tape recorders out so y'all can hate. Jay-Z, definitely, he's a man of his craft. I appreciate his business ethics, him and 50 Cent. The business ethics is meticulously ridiculous. And these are people who really study their craft. They expand beyond business. And just lyrically, Wayne and James, their lyrical atonement is just on a whole nother level. And I'm able to really break down the, like I didn't know what a triple entendre was until I heard Jay-Z do a triple entendre. Then he said it, and I wanted to go look it up, and I realized what it was, and I got, you know, we got to be well-rounded in our craft. Yeah. These Christians, they can do whatever they want to do. I'm not one of those dudes. I'm really trying to be as well-rounded as possible in my craft because I understand the caliber of people that I have to reach, and I'm trying to take over. You know, some people, they want to just rock their little city, and they want to do they even, you know, some people got, you know, I just want to blow up Mississippi, and that's fine, and that's cool. But I just came back from the Netherlands, man. Like, I'm trying to do the world, and I have to be well-rounded in every fact that I need to challenge myself lyrically to take it up another level. And my godfather, Reaching Challenge, has challenged me to take it up another level when it comes to my lyrics, and I have to be able to conceive. My brother Mousy, I would put him up against anybody in the secular realm, from Wayne to Drake to Weezy. I would put him up against anybody, but he studies his craft. You know what I'm saying? I am sharp. I try to be around people who are going to push me to another level because every day people are growing. And I want my fan base and I want my family and the base of people who listen to me, I want them to constantly grow too. I can't do I can't stay the same place. I can't stay in Loda Bar. I can't stay stagnant. I have to constantly be going to another level and I want to take them there. And so that's why those people are some of my influences.
Dope, man. So we're going to go to your song, All My Folks. Tell us about this track, who's on it, and everything like that.
All My Folks features the Cato family, my brother, Canton Jones, and my label mate, Erica Cumbo Hooper. Shout out to her. And this basically song is, you know what I'm saying, just continuing on this whole millionic thing. I want to make sure that I don't leave nobody behind. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that whatever I got to do to get these people Jesus, so that I know when Jesus comes back, I can reach these people. So I don't care what it takes, what has to happen, I'm going to get these people Jesus Christ, and I'm going up to heaven taking all my folks. Kookie, Ray Ray, Lil Bebo across the street, the dudes that you see on the corner that you don't ever want to talk to, so you walk across the street, or the guy that walks past you that you're so scared that you can't say nothing to him, and you grab your purse, I'm making sure that all these people get to heaven. I'm going up to heaven taking all my folks.
All right, so let's get it in. All My Folks featuring Ken Jones and Erica Combo. Million's track, let's get it on Yada the King Radio.
I can't
be my
phone.
Hey, yeah. Grab all your peoples, your families, your cousins, moms, dads, uncles, sisters. We ain't leaving nobody behind. It's gonna be all good, y'all.
trailer of the bus. We 20 deep off in the lake. So just believe I ain't leaving them. No throw away, I'm keeping them. I ain't losing one. All I ask is you believe in them. I'm going up a yonder. Everybody is with me. Boogie them in the back. And so is Bobby and Whitney. You wanna ride and get your hands up straight. Cause the party ain't gonna stop until we reach them pearly
I'm
gates.
Gino, we know major grace it took to see his face, and he changed my life. It was a major way. So let's go on every street, gonna go get them. God loves them too, and we just can't forget them.
You can come on too, man. We all can, and we all sin. But if you somehow know his son, he letting us all in.
Taking all of y'all, preaching the gospel everywhere I go, so we can bow up in his presence with no worries or no cares at all. All that's left to do is make a call on him. Let his love come in, then let your life begin, and we'll be clean, no sin. He made it easy so that all my folk can get in.
Come on, come on, Erica, come on. It's gonna be alright, y'all.
They behind me, I'm not turning around while I'm on this mission. A position I'm in, they can see, call, then I listen. Then no, he's not on the cross, nor dead anymore, he has risen. I was missing freedom, he then came and freed me from that prison. Into all them hoping that I stop, y'all go on, keep on wishing. Got my feet fitted with the readiness, no, I ain't slipping. And I got it all on, so y'all go on, keep on tripping. I'm not perfect, so every day me and God working at it. Some of y'all don't know what it's like, man, I used to be an addict. I hated that I had it, but still I just had to have it, just to forget who I was, because my life was like the saddest. Then he took my heart, grabbed it, thanks to him I kicked the habit. Now my habit is to take hip hop and just act like a savage. I'm not average, perform it, the devil must be embarrassed. He tried all that he could to stop this album, yet here you have it.
Just can you only, no, you'll never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely, if you're lonely, you could've left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all. I'm blessed cause of your love.
That I'm nothing without Jesus, I got no problem admitting. So I worship her a second, minute, hour, day, and instant. I was lost, he became a navigator like the Lincoln. And he offered me life, so now and then I keep on living. Wanna give a big shout out to BTD and my mama. I like this flow right here, it's like I could say what I wanna. But I talk about the fact that cause of Christ I call him my bomb. Man, it's not a homie if you against it. See you mañana, adios. Sayonara, see you later. Now here we go, hurry, think I'm to a halt. While I'm shooting like a free throw, I don't play with a demon. See him play him like casino. And I throw him in Miami, you can call me Dan Marino. Yes, it's blessed, serving the Jesus Christ, I confess it. Try to live it out as best as I can as I spread the message that he came and died for my sin. 3 days later, resurrected, and the wrong he'll correct it. All you gotta do is accept it.
Can you only? No, never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely, if you're lonely, you could have left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up,
Burning Up,
You Are,
and
Murder It, featuring K Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
Real hip-hop.
Hey.
The real hip-hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SouthToSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? SouthToSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. And more. And more. At the South. At the South.com. The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
The West Coast Fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo. Turn it up.
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
What up, family? It's the champion, Rick D, and you are now locked into Yada the King Radio. Let's go, man.
That's the homie Blessed. The song was called I Believe, and I believe we are joined right now by the homie, Million. We're getting it in, man, and I asked him before we got started, I was like, man, what should today's topic be? And he was like, man, let's talk about...
That's not how you asked him.
I did. Well, I didn't ask him like that. How did I ask him, Miss Cole? Are you going to say
Go
something?
Ahead. No, I'm not. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Anyway.
You know what?
I mean, I gave you a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
But nah, we were talking about... I asked him what he's been dealing with as of late, and he was talking about integrity. So I was like, wow, that's going to be the topic. Let's just talk about, man, first of all, the word integrity, man. How important... is it for us to actually even understand what it actually is?
how important is it? It is so important, because if you're going to be a minister of any caliber whatsoever, or if you're going to be effective in any area of ministry whatsoever, integrity is the most important thing. You have to be a man of integrity, and second, and to come in at a close second, is character. Those are the two most important things in any form of ministry, and actually in life and in business.
No, that's good. So speaking of integrity, what are some things that, I mean, you could get personal with this or you could just go vague. What are some things that we have to have integrity in being an artist, you know what I'm saying, even being single, and then on top of that, just being a Christian, man? What are some areas of integrity that we always need to check?
Well, a lot of people have this assumption when they hear about this stuff that they think it's like really big, deep stuff, but it's small things. Even as a minister, being places on time, your conversation that you have on Facebook, or when you're at a ministry event, you have to be, you know, even down to when you get upset, what you do, you know, your business dealing, you have to be a person of integrity, moral soundness, morally sound. It has to be, you have to I can't even express to you how important it is, because it's so failing, you know what I'm saying, in the body of Christ at this point in time, man, in our relationships, integrity, you know, being held accountable to somebody. Don't be Don't be at the strip club on Saturday nights and then trying to lead praise and worship on Sunday morning. That's not operated in integrity at all. Like, we have to continue and make that not only something that we operate in, but make it a lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I think what you're saying is good. Our lifestyle has to exemplify integrity. And you were saying it starts with the small things. Do you even want to share on that, elaborate on that?
Say that again?
You were talking about how it starts with the small things. Go ahead and elaborate on that.
Yes, it starts with small stuff. Like I said, if the gig starts, and this is, I can't say a bougie hip hop. First of all, gospel hip hop artist, which is funny to me, but how you a bougie gospel hip hop artist, I don't know. Anyway, if the show starts at 7:30 and you're supposed to be there at 7, integrity says that you're there at 7, not 7:05. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's really small and it's really minuscule, but that's showing that you're a man of integrity. Or like, if you say you're going to do something, then do it. If you say, you know what, man, if you give me such and such, I'll do 7 songs. And they like, you know, okay, well, we give you that. And you get tired after 5 songs and you don't do 7, you do 5. Being a person of your word is integrity. You know, what is it? You know, what are you doing when no one is looking? That's integrity and character, those things. You know, like, you know, even in relationships, operating in integrity. And somebody challenged me, even me, on that today. Like, if you say you're going to call somebody, call them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you say, I'm going to call you right back, call them right back. Be a person of your word. Your integrity cannot be questionable. And the problem with a lot of stuff that's going on, and a lot of stuff that's going on, is that people aren't operating in integrity. And we have to do that.
Nah, I think that's real good stuff right there, man. Miss Cole, you got anything you want to say about what he's saying right now?
No, I think he hit it right there on the nail. When I think integrity, I think of, I mean, that's something that's the basis of your character. And it's important when you're trying to uphold your character. You know, I think of words like character and consistency, like he was saying. And it does start with the small things. Even though they're really not small, people look at them, you know, like small things, like he's talking about being on time and you know, doing the things that you say that you're going to do. I mean, it's all things that, you know, God speaks about in his word, you know, making your yeses yes and your noes no. He is a God of integrity, and if we are to be like him, like-minded, then we need to, you know, uphold our integrity, our honesty, our faithfulness, our, you know, the truth. I mean, integrity is truth.
Yeah.
It is honesty. It is character building, it's consistency. So I think that he hit it right on the nail.
Why, Milian, why do you feel if people leave something out, one of the main things is integrity?
You said, why do I feel if they leave it out?
Yeah.
I think that they don't understand, like, I don't think that they understand how vital it is.
Mm-hmm.
How vital that integrity is to your ministry. It could literally be the catapulting point or the breaking point of a ministry. Your integrity, people like everybody takes for light air until you don't have it. And then you realize how necessary it is.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that people are doing the same thing when it comes to areas of character and integrity.
Yeah, that's good. What you think, Miss Cole?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. What did you say?
Go ahead, Millie. I'll say it one more time.
I said that I believe that people are taking it too light. I believe that when it comes to the reason that people are omitting this portion in their ministry, it's because they don't realize how much it really affects a ministry. It can literally be the catapulting point or the fall of a ministry or a person or whatever, or when you operate in integrity or you choose not to. Because like I said, I gave the example of air. I said nobody really understands and takes into consideration how important air is until you no longer have it, and then you realize how important it is. But integrity is that important and that vital.
Mm-hmm. Man,
yeah,
he's saying a lot right there, because a lot of people don't understand how vital it is until it's taken away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And it, with that, we got integrity to uphold, just not only with the things that we do, but with our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Milian, how important is integrity in our relationship with God?
Man, it's really important, man. It's so important that we maintain that integrity and realize that it's really not about what you're promising God. It's about what when you say you're going to do it, and watch how God honors that. Because God, you know, God is so freaking awesome, and he loves us so much that even when we don't get it right and we don't operate in full integrity, he gives us opportunities. And understand that that's a growing point of our life, and it's not going to be an easy thing, and it's not like you wake up one morning and all of a sudden you're the poster child for integrity. No, it's not like that. Actually, you're going to have to work at it, and it's going to be pretty hard, but once you master and you achieve that, waking up in the morning and say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to spend 30 minutes a day. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it, and do it to the fullest. You say, you know what, I'm going to read my Bible 10 minutes a day. I'm going to read 2 scriptures a day, you know. Then do that and watch how, and God honors that. He really looks at that and honors that. And it, no matter how small it is, because everybody's not getting up 4 o'clock in the morning and praying for 3 hours. I'm sorry, I don't care how deep you are. Everybody's not doing that. There's right. Some people who are waking up and they're spending as little as 10 minutes a day, and the power and the anointing of God is falling heavy on their lives because of their dedication and because of their integrity enough to do it every day consistently without fail.
Man, that's what's up, man. He going in.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something that you need to just check yourself. Make sure you're staying in integrity. You know what I'm saying? If you have said you're going to do this. I mean, and sometimes people that say that, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Behind the scenes, you got to really make sure you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's not integrity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Milian, how many people have you heard say they're going to do something and they never do it? You know what I'm saying?
Please don't get me on my soapbox. Please don't get me on my soapbox. This is whoever listening. Please don't tell me you're going to do something. That's just so, like, that's just not the business at all. Like, I might be a deep dude, because then I question, what else in your life have you said that you were going to do and that you haven't completed yet? Because I'm going into your personal life. Now I want to know, what have you told your wife that you said that you were going to do that you didn't do? What have you told your kids? What about your ministry is failing to the point to where you said that you were going to do something and you didn't do it? Because integrity is a reflection of your overall life, not just one area.
Wow.
So please, don't do it. Don't do it to me, please.
don't do it, brother. Nah, that's real talk. He said integrity is a reflection of your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that right there, mm-hmm. Sum it up.
Yeah, that's good.
But Miss Cole is going to talk about that later. So y'all stay tuned.
All right,
with Yada the King Radio. because we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Man, Million, we're going to go to this next song from you, man. The final song we're going to play from you today. And that is Superstar, man. What's this track about, man?
It's another track. We got featuring Miss Erica Combo. And it's basically talking about how the love of God will have you feeling like a superstar. Because God loves you so much. Sometimes you'll be feeling like you just spoiled. Like, you know, God just spoils us because His love just, He just spoils us with His love. And, you know, it keeps you feeling like you own one. It keeps you feeling like, you know, I might be somebody. And His love has you feeling like a superstar. So, hope you guys enjoy it.
All right, let's check this song out. Superstar by the homie Million on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Okay, Million, right. I do this. Be flat. Feeling like you made a penthouse to the top. Ready and willing, taking pictures and autographs, and you'll be happy where you are. And it's where you've made it. You so taken, it's so great, and you can't figure out how you made it. It's no mistaking, God got you good. Now take a second, take it in just like I knew you would. Feeling like you're sitting on top of the world, top of the world. Who you were while traveling, you so first class. How you like your mansion? It's all paid for, all of Jesus sampling, and you know you bad. Young swagger got that heaven pro. Protocol, feeling good, gets full by Jesus. Got you feeling like a superstar. Fancy cars like shopping sprees. Get the feeling like you brand new diamond tree. He's the king and you're the one. His favorite daughter, favorite son. His son. So anytime you need his help, he got you covered like a banner spread. If you find your spread a little thin, he can make it rain just like your shower head. Why? Cause you'll be
feeling like a superstar.
Minor, personal chef, we don't need no diner. How you got me cheesing like a dude from China? Cause really I believe he don't get no finer. And the coupe is minor, cause you so major. I gotta give it up to the God that made you. Cause we got favor, and we got paper. Tag team Batman, and you could be my caper. Why we so blessed, and so sought after. Got me thinking about like somebody call that pastor. Cause I'm feeling like you gon' need paparazzi. Saying hi to the haters, they can't stop me. And it's like lightning, cause you so bright. And it really make me feel like every night's my night. Cause when I see his face, and he gives me grace. And I gotta be the one, cause that's my only place. And I'm so in place, and you by my side. And you must be kicked, cause in the night I ride like a brand new bike, cause I'm so in awe. He gotta love me, homie, cause I'm so spoiled. Call you up to speak just to hear your voice. And if you ask me for the keys, I go get that voice. Cause he put you in my life like I won the lotto. So I'm telling everybody from LA to Toronto, so that he will have you.
You'll be feeling like a superstar.
Like a superstar.
No matter where nobody greater, rising above your haters. A witness what you made of. Cause you'll be feeling like a superstar. No matter where you're from or who you are. You'll be feeling like a superstar. No matter where you're from or who you are. You'll be feeling like a superstar.
Night trips, something more than bliss, more than relationships, more than making hits. I can indulge in all those things, but it just makes me sick. I need something else, something tangible, something maybe that can save me from this animal. I need an antidote, but I don't need a drug. And everyone around me tells me all I need is love. Hope. I'm drowning in myself, I need some kind of rope. I'm feeling so lost, cause I haven't found my purpose. It's like I'm hungry for something, I'm feeling malnourished. I need someone to speak, I need someone to lead. I need someone to trust, cause I can't put my trust in me. I'm starving for affection, I'm starving for direction. I want attention, but it only leads me to depression. I need some real answers, sick and tired of guessing. My perception is you probably sick and tired of questions. Why's my soul searching? Why's my spirit thirsting? I need to find out what it is before they close the curtains. A purpose for my life, and I found the proof. Found peace, found hope, and I found love. I know how you feel, cause homie, that's where I was. He can free you from the hurt and the pain too. Make your eyes see clear, make your legs move. I was lost and I needed him to save me. I found satisfaction in the one that made me. All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you. You're still stuck.
I love this track right here. The homie Adelaide. Song is called Starving. And he ain't starving for food. He's starving, you know what I'm saying? He's saying he need to get after God. And we got a brother that was just sharing in the live stream all about, you know what I'm saying, worship and how important it is to apply that to everything you do.
Right.
Right. And that's the homie Million, man.
Yes, yes.
So that's what's up. Miss Cole.
Yes. So
take control.
Awesome show. Awesome show. Loved your energy. Had a great time. Give us some last words. Last words for the people. Any words of encouragement? Anything you just want to leave? You know, any nuggets you just want to drop on them before you depart from our show?
Last words. I would say that my last words would definitely be just continuing the last thing that God told you to do. Whatever it is, continuing that. Consistency is the key to breakthrough in any area and any part of your life. If you remain consistent to the last thing that God told you to do, don't waver, don't faint, like I'm just faint not. You just continue to do that, and as you continue to do that and remain faithful in what he told you to do, I guarantee you that his word will not return unto him void. Whatever that vision is, stay consistent in that vision. Walk in integrity. Be a person of character. you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you're going to be somewhere, be there.
Yeah.
You know, and be transparent. People want to know that you're genuine. This Christian walk is so awesome. But a lot of times as Christians, what we do is we try to be stingy with our Jesus. God did so much for us, and we try to be stingy with it and don't tell nobody and keep it to ourselves. Let people know what God has done to you. The Bible says we are overcome by the power of our testimony. If there's an issue or something that you're struggling with or you're dealing with, get to somebody and talk about it.
Yeah.
God created you different and unique in any way. And any situation that it is that you're going through right now, any situation that you could be facing, be it mentally, be it physically, be it emotionally, know that it is not for you. Situations, problems that you're encountering, it has nothing to do with you. From the time that you exited your womb to the time that you go back to be with Jesus, your life is not about you. It's about somebody else. Everything that you go through, it's about somebody else. So overcome that thing so that you can have the testimony to help somebody else overcome that same thing. The reason that you're going through heartbreak is so that somebody else can get out of heartbreak. The reason you're going through financial situations so somebody else can get out of it. The reason you're having issues with your faith so that you can be a testimony to somebody else about what happens when you remain faithful to God. So know that it's not about you. I know that we have this world mentality, it's about me and it's the selfish mindset. But guess what? It's bigger than just you. Your impact spans across this nation. So it's important for you to just stay at it, persevere, be faithful, watch God, show up, show out, and honor your faithfulness.
Hey, man, look, I ain't gonna front, dog. If I had an organ right now, we was going to get playing on there, man. I mean, you sounded like you was about to start hooping and hollering, man. He was going in on y'all, man.
Oh, gosh.
So that's what's up. Miss Cole, what's up?
Okay, so any... oh, my goodness. I just went blank there. Contact information. How can people get in contact with you? Where can they pick up your music? What can they be looking out for from you?
They can Google the kid, man. MILLIYON. You can Google me, but I'm on Twitter. My Twitter is I am Million. I am, and then Million, no spaces. My Facebook is facebook.com/Million. You can go in and search name, type in my name. It's only, both of them is me. One is my personal, one is my Facebook. My website, man, and I really encourage everyone to go there. It's livemillionic.com. I believe that there's a generation of young people just like me that's willing to stand up bold, loud for Jesus Christ. And there's an uncountable number of those people. So this website is dedicated to you guys. It's called Live Millionic. MILLIYONIC. And basically, pretty much, that you can, booking information is there. If you want to do radio interviews, if you want me to do features, if you want to go look at my music videos, if you want to hear my music along with iTunes and Amazon, you can go look on my site. And anywhere, man, I check everything personally myself. I try to stay up on it. And then just, this is a ministry, man, and I want to do this thing for the rest of my life. So help me be able to do it. Go out there, tell people about the interview, tell people about the music, and book me, man. I'm trying to travel across the world. The only thing I want to do in my life is tell people about Jesus. So holler at me. Book me, man. I'm coming. I will be there. I promise you I'll be there. Livemillionic.com, man. It's a booking tab there. Go there. The album is out right now. It's a new one coming, and it's a free mixtape that's coming up soon. The mixtape is called From the Ground Up. The album MassCom Music is out, and the MassCom Music Renew is going to be out later this year. Just hit me up, man. I'm always available. If you Google my name, everything except my face, I'll hit you back. Because I don't know my MySpace password.
Now, at least he said something about MySpace, though, because Miss Cole be on MySpace every other day.
Oh, wow.
Come on, yeah. Miss Cole, stop.
I don't know the last time you,
I don't even have MySpace.
I thought they sold it. I thought they sold MySpace. I didn't even know people still went on there.
I don't go on MySpace. Don't listen to Don. He's always talking.
Man, I got a good question from somebody in the live stream. Excuse me.
Okay.
Let me ask this. I think this is a real good question. Do you think that you have to be led by the Holy Spirit when sharing your testimony? Because she says sometimes people use it as an opportunity to hype themselves up. What do you think about that?
You said people use it as an opportunity to hype themselves up. Yeah, I think that everything that you do should be led by the Holy Spirit. And some people do use it as an opportunity to hype themselves up. But you know what? Don't worry about them. You just be led by the Holy Spirit. And If you focus on what God has told you to do, then I guarantee you, you won't have to worry about them, because God will get them. And you know what? I believe that God is so awesome, even when people feel like that. Because this is how God works. Like, even when you feel like you want to hype yourself up and you want to tell people about everything that you're doing, I think that God is so awesome that he allows somebody still get breakthrough based on that testimony. But we just got to get out of this whole "it's about me" mindset, because it ain't, man. It ain't got nothing to do with you. Once I came to that realization, I just got so free, man. It's not, it has nothing to do with you. Nothing that you do has anything to do with you. So get over yourself.
Yeah, I mean, repeat that. Nothing you do should have
has anything to do with you.
Yeah, that's what you got to realize is it's either for God or it's for nothing, man. So make up your mind what you're going to be about. And that's really what it is, man. Million, bro, we thank you for being with us, man. Finally, we got it in.
I appreciate y'all. And anybody, also, my last shout, and anybody that's going into California, y'all in the West Coast area, or if you balling, you want to hop a jet, come see me. I'm going to be in California, Sacramento, California, actually Madison, bro. That's how it's at. I'll be preaching this upcoming Sunday at New Life Christian Center. So y'all come holler at me. And if you want me at your church, holler at me, man. Let's do it.
What's up, man? So, Million, you have a blessed night, bro. Miss Cole, you got any last words you want to say to the homie Million? You enjoyed the show.
Good night.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate
y'all.
Have
fun in Cali.
Looking forward to speak with y'all. So, yes, I will.
Yeah, she might be down there. You know, she on the plane every other month.
So. To California.
Let's do it.
That's where my family is at. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Oh, so. Wait, you said Sacramento?
Yep.
What church?
A New Life Christian Center. Pastor Harrell Wiley is the pastor there. And
what days is that?
That's gonna be next Sunday. Next Sunday we'll be there. And I got flyers on my Facebook and on my Twitter, and I'll be posting stuff about it all week. So if you're fine. Yeah, I am Million. I'll be talking about it, and I'll be doing stuff there. So, yeah, come through.
Okay, I'll pass that information to my sisters. They might come through.
Okay, please do. Tell them how to holler at me. I want to make sure I got some seats for them.
Okay.
And it'll actually be my first preaching engagement. I'll be bringing the word, and I'll be doing music. So, it'll be my first preaching engagement out there in that area. So, yeah, come through.
Man, we expect we expect God to move.
Yes.
We expect the Spirit to move, man, and the anointing to flow, man. And we pray that you have a safe trip, man, and that God continues to move forth in your ministry, brother.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. I'll be praying for the success of the show. And thank you so much to Yada the King and y'all boys for reaching out to me. Thank you.
All right, boss. Peace.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. We got it in with the homie Million. Let's go to this track right now from the homie Cam called My Flesh, man. And if it's all about you, it might be some time to, you know what I'm saying, get some of the shooting that we shoot. Get here, let's go.
Pick my flesh like a Pittsburgh Steeler. Leave nothing left, yes, Ziploc seal it. Holy is your name and the sky is the limit. Lord, my flesh is so disgusting. If I don't serve the Christ, then my life means nothing. Real talk, no bluffing. Dead to the skin, no chance of repercussions.
Lord, please kill my flesh. I'm cheerfully giving you my flesh, Lord, I need your spirit. I need your spirit. Destroy the flesh, shoot it 9 times without the vest. You the best,
My flesh is weak. Setting my mind on your throne, lay it at your feet.
Lord, please yeah, tell me yeah, yeah.
Consider that the importance of saving souls is a little bigger. Yeah. If we were focused on the war, we would stay put. But instead, we'd rather check our status up on Facebook. Plus, I'm MySpace. People will die and spend eternity in hell if they don't receive God's grace. This ain't poker, but man, that's some high stakes. I'm giving you spiritual meat. This a hot steak. Yeah. It's kinda hard to feed ya. Okay. We should be doing missions, not chilling on the beach sipping margaritas. Now you can take it or act like you ain't hear it. Regardless of what you say, we should be walking in the spirit.
Yes.
Instead of worrying about ourselves, we should be witnessing. Yeah. Man, we ain't focused on no more. Nah, we just kicking it.
We be focused on the internet instead of maturing. We be worried about our kids, worried about a tour bus. But will we really rap a guy without a tour bus? Without a video, without a hot single, without a green room to sit back and pop Pringles. Take away the large crowd, break down a big stage. The boy, did you love you? What if you don't get paid? Will you minister, or will you fizzle out? The focus of our heart is what this song is really about. So we must die to flesh and let the spirit breathe, and analyze our raps and recognize we sowing seeds. Them seeds of life, we should be sowing Christ. We should be sowing the truth, whether or not we rocking ice. We should be sowing the word every time we get down. If I focus on fame, we're the
vision blurred. It's time we clear it up. We claim we preaching truth, but they ain't hearing us. It's war going on, but it's like we ain't racing. But we ain't focused cause our attention in other places. We think it's all good, so dawg, let me speak on this. Your cousin on they way to hell, you act like you ain't seeing it. Your neighbor on they way to hell, but you ain't believing it. Somebody go and preach the truth cause they ain't receiving it. This ain't one of them songs that make you feel good. Cause Jesus had to suffer hard on that real wood. He got his flesh ripped, he got his face beat. And he ain't take that so you could chill in your love seat. So get your lazy self up so you can preach the word. Your job, your schools, in the hood, even the birds. Everybody to pray until they get a heart change. Only way that happens is if they hear the Savior reign.
The messenger, boy, we ain't playing. Get real. And he's featuring C. Micah and Adelaide on that track. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Get real, get right.
Get real, get right.
Miss Cole.
Right.
There she's warming up. She's warming it up.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, hallelujah. Come on. We're going to talk integrity, Miss Cole.
Yes.
How important do you think it is? Actually, I'm gonna reverse this.
No, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you are in a relationship with somebody,
right,
and they have no integrity, mm-hmm. how does that impact you?
Greatly.
Okay, elaborate. This is the time we're talking.
First of all, I don't know if I would ever be in a relationship where the person had no integrity.
Right, but you might have a relationship where that happens.
Right, but I would hope that, you know, that would turn around. I mean, I think it would affect a relationship tremendously because, I mean, with no integrity, there's not much to stand on in your relationship. I mean, you're going to be lacking so many things. Honesty, truth, trust. I mean, and you need those things in a relationship, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, and that's why I'm asking you. Sometimes there's a lot of people that we might deal with that they don't have integrity. Have you been in a relationship with somebody where you realize they didn't have integrity?
Well, I wouldn't say somebody doesn't have integrity. I think that
they don't uphold integrity.
Yeah, I think maybe that their integrity may have been shaken.
How can your integrity get shaken? That's good. Bring it up.
Well, I mean, I think, I guess sometimes I correlate like integrity and character kind of in the same, just because you have to have, in order to have what's the word? I mean, I think good is kind of a simple term, but in order to have a good character, you have to uphold integrity because, I mean, just like Milian was talking about, you know, integrity is the consistency in the things that you say that you're going to do. What does he say? Showing up on time, and the list can go on. So, am I making sense of what I'm saying?
Yes, you definitely make a sense. Michelle in the live stream said, my thought on integrity is that the world needs to see that from Christians.
Yeses being yeses, like
Miss Cole said earlier, and our noes being noes. And I would even say this, we need to see that in our marriages, integrity.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be married and still wondering about, if you might not be telling your wife all the things, you know, right. or telling her half truth. Where were you at? I was at Bob's house, and you was kicking it at the mall. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like simple little things that you might lie about, mm-hmm. which shows that your integrity is slowly declining when right. you start doing things like that.
Right.
You need to make sure the integrity that you uphold is not only for people to see, but when nobody else is looking.
Right. I think a lack of integrity causes doubt. It causes, you know, all these things that are not of God.
Right.
And I think just like Milian was talking about, what we were talking about earlier, as far as you know, or you had asked the question about upholding your integrity with God, and Millian had stepped in and talked about how, you know, if I'm seeing the way that you're living your life and you're not, you know, upholding your integrity, it makes me question your day-to-day life that I'm not seeing as well.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff, man. And like Millian said, integrity is everything.
It is.
It starts with integrity. You want to be a good employee, you have to have integrity.
Right.
The Word of God says integrity, you should even do it when your boss is not looking. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It says don't just do it in front of them.
Right.
It says do it behind the scenes. So the behind the scenes stuff, that's really where integrity is all about, man. So go ahead and make sure you are living a life of integrity. Oh, man, we got a prayer request for Boss Lady, man. I'm not sure what happened. Michelle just put it in there. Let's pray for Boss Lady. Man, one of our supporters, man, let's pray in the name of Jesus for whatever situation she is dealing with. God, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her through this time. Dear God, we thank you and know, dear God, that you're a God and you could turn around anything the enemy has meant for evil, dear God. And we thank you, dear God, for her and just for Michelle even putting that in there for us, dear God, to pray corporately. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we out of here, man. It's the Warrior, Don Christian, and
Miss Cole.
Oh, I thought you was gonna come up with something too. You
I haven't got that far yet.
You was like.
I was thinking about amusing you and saying Redmond's Finest, but
yeah,
you know, I gotta uphold my integrity. And
what's that have to do with anything?
What do you mean? That's not true.
Oh, okay. I get it. So that's really what's up. Let's hop out of here, man. Y'all keep it Christ.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.